Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, thrilled to have you here for another epic discussion. As we have two very distinguished guests, this is going to be a lot of fun, folks. So, by the way, if it's your first time here, consider hitting that subscribe button, as we have a lot more debates coming up. So, for example, this Friday, we are very excited that we'll have on Jonathan Sheffield and Matt Dillahunty debating on whether or not the Gospels were authored by Jesus' own disciples. So that should be a lot of fun. And want to let you know as well, as you're listening today, and you as you're listening and you're like, oh my gosh, I can't get enough of this guy. I want to hear more. I need to hear more. I have put their links in the description. So that way, while you're listening, if you want to hear more, conveniently, you can just go right down to that description box for this video and click on their links to hear more. So with that, I'm going to let you know that it's just a very easygoing kind of style today, just a conversation. I will get the ball rolling by just asking one or two questions, and then I might step in and add another question if it seems like the conversation's starting to die down. We are going to have a Q&A at the end, which should be about 25 to 30 minutes. So if you have a question, feel free to fire it into the old live chat, and I will pull those questions into a list. Following that, I will ask as many at least that we can get to during the Q&A. Obviously, you probably won't get to all of them. Also, super chats are an option, in which case you can ask a question or make a comment toward one of the speakers if you're doing a super chat. And a super chat will also push your question or comment to the top of the list for the Q&A. We ask that whether it be a question or a comment in your super chats or questions, that you just be your regular friendly selves, as we really do appreciate our guests being here with us today, who I am about to introduce. So with that, want to let you know, on your left, Jesse Lee Peterson, also known as Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson, is an author, activist, pastor, counselor, and the host of the Jesse Lee Peterson radio show and the popular YouTube series, The Fallen State, and he writes for WND.com and is founder and president of Bond, a nationally recognized nonprofit in its 29th year, dedicated to rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Also, you may have seen him on Fox News, CNN, BET, C-SPAN, InfoWars, The Young Turks, and or heard him on national radio programs, including The Sean Hannity Show. So a lot of appearances. And if you have somehow not heard of Dave Farina, he is on your right and has the juggernaut science YouTube channel called Professor Dave Explains. So I've gotten to see the content of both of these guys. And as mentioned, both of them, I put their links down in the description so you can check them out, folks. So with that, we do really just want to say first, thanks so much for being with us today, guys.
Have me on. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. And with that, we will jump into this conversation. I guess one of the more controversial ones we will start is the degree to which racism is a problem in our country today. In particular, I'll just ask, we can go first. We'll just go left to right with Jesse and then to Dave. Jesse, do you think that racism is a significant problem in our country today?
Not at all. Racism has never been a problem in this country at all. And you're hearing this from someone who grew up in Alabama. I was born and raised in Alabama. I was raised on a plantation there under the Jim Crow laws. And we didn't have this so-called racial problem at that time. And it's a made up word by the so-called black civil rights leaders, the white liberals who have no values. They love what's evil and hate what's good. And so this word racism is just made up to divide and conquer, to control the blacks by causing them to vote for whomever they want to vote for. And most of the time it's for Democrats. And also it's to put fear in white people in order to make them feel guilty about nothing and use them for personal gain. There's no such thing as racism at all. It has always been a lie. and it's a lie today.
You got it. We'll kick it over to Dave.
Okay. I mean, that's a wow. You just said that you grew up on a plantation and racism doesn't exist. So you grew up where slavery happened, where Black people were enslaved by white people, and you're a Black person and you grew up in the Jim Crow laws and you're saying racism doesn't exist. I mean, that just like, it's hard for me to compute the cognitive dissonance that's overflowing in that statement. I don't know if you can clarify
what you mean by that. When slavery happened 150 years ago, it was about slavery. Yeah. It wasn't about racism. The air.
You don't think it's racist? You don't think it's racist for one air, for one race to enslave another race? How is that not racism?
So are you saying that when the Blacks were in Africa and they were enslaved by other Blacks, was that racism?
It's a real place.
Was that racism?
Sure, yeah.
No, it wasn't. In Africa, Mommy Africa, Blacks were being used by the so-called rich Blacks, the ones that were leading, and they were using Blacks as money when they made deals. And at some point, the Arabs went Africa. The Arabs went to Africa and captured, and in many cases, bought the Blacks from the Blacks in Africa, and they sold them around the country. And even in this country, there were Black people who owned slaves. So it was
I don't know much about the history of Africa, but you can't say that white people owning Black people is not racism. How is that not racism? Because it's a race of people that says another race is inferior to my race.
So are
how is
you
that not racism?
Because there were Blacks in this country who own other Blacks as well as slaves. Are you saying they were racist too?
I mean, I'm not sure if that's true or not. I can't imagine that that's true.
It is true.
But if
it
is, then
racism.
Well, look, I mean, then fine. Then it's a different kind of racism. But slavery is based on white people, of Black people being inferior to white people.
Dave,
that's the basis for slavery.
I just want to move forward with this. Are you saying that the Blacks who own other Blacks in this country during that time, were they racist as well?
I don't really know. That doesn't really reflect
on
the institution
of slavery. Well, how
do
you know if white people are racist, but you don't know if Blacks were racist who were doing the same thing?
Maybe there were white people who owned slaves that weren't racist, and that was the way it was done at the time. But slavery, the institution of slavery, which was endorsed by the United States of America, was a racist institution. There were people maybe that didn't agree with it, and maybe even still own slaves, and maybe they weren't racist. And there were politicians that owned slaves that fought to overturn overturn slavery. So, I mean, I'm not talking about every single individual. I'm talking about the institution of slavery is what could be more racist than slavery, the subjugation of a race of people.
So Dave, are you saying that the Blacks who owned slaves, Black slaves in this country, were they racist?
Did you not hear what I just said for the past minute?
You didn't answer my question.
I just answered your question.
You did not answer my question. Dave.
I said that I'm not talking about an individual. I'm talking about the institution of slavery, which is endorsed by the American government in that time, is a racist institution. I don't need to defend a singular person. Like what a single person believed or did it has nothing to do with the institution of slavery and the laws of a nation.
So are you saying, Dave, that the institution of Black people who own other Black people in America during that time, was that racism?
But yeah, the owning of Black people, turning Black people into property, is racism.
So
doesn't matter
were those Black people racist who own other Black people? Were those Blacks racist as well?
I don't know, sure.
What do you mean? I don't know. Sure, you seem mighty sure when you accuse the whites.
Look, you can. There were millions of people in America at that time, and you can go through every single person and say, "What did this person think? What did this person think? What did this person?" I'm talking in a broader sense.
I am
there's
too.
No defense.
There's a broader there's no amount of Black people who own other Black people. Are you saying
no? You're
racist?
You're trying to use a very tiny subset. This is
not
the norm.
No, I'm not.
Right? White people enslaved Black people.
Dave,
so trying to take like the one or two people.
Dave, are you saying those black people, more than one or two that own black people, were they racist? That's all,
Jesse,
I want to know from you.
How is turning a race of people into property not racism? I think that's,
you realize
the
you're not answering
question
my question,
here.
Right, Dave?
No, I did though. I said that I'm talking about slavery as an institution. So
why
you want to fix it.
Why is it so,
I mean,
easy
this,
for
this
you
is
so
very cute obvious apologetics. I mean, you
why
are an
apologist. Are you so,
here.
Why is it so easy for you to accuse white people who own slaves as racist, but not the blacks who own blacks as slaves?
Well, I mean,
as
just,
racist.
It's fine. Okay, then they're racist if that's what you want to hear. Sure.
No, that's why I want to hear that from you, Dave.
Okay, well, yeah, I said fine. Let's call
why
them racist.
Why is it so hard to accuse the whites, but not the blacks?
Why is it so hard to accuse it? Because it's not the norm. If you want to talk about the
what's
majority
not the
of
norm
people,
to tell the
don't you think the majority of slave owners were white by an incredible margin?
I don't know
how many
about
how many slave owners were black.
I don't know about incredible margin, but I know,
Jesse,
that
look,
there were more.
You're really obsessed owners about these black slave owners. So how many were there? Tell me. You seem to have some data that you're looking at there. How many slave owners were black?
Dave, I'm not looking at data.
You don't have a number? You don't have a number
but
for
I'm
that?
I'm telling you that it was more white people because this is a white man's country. He found it. He built it, the country.
Yeah.
So it was more white people here than there were blacks. And so
and then they went and stole black people and enslaved them.
Nationally,
how is that not slavery?
Actually, you're going to have more black people, I mean, white people on the slave. But you people who want to accuse white people of being slavery tend to love accusing the whites, but you don't want to accuse anyone else. That's
I don't love accusing anybody of anything. White people owned black slaves. That's just a historical fact.
And
it's a racist
black
thing.
Too. That's a historical fact.
How many were there, Jesse?
How many?
Yes, it does. If you're talking about one versus 100,000.
Huh? Why does it matter the number?
Because it's a statistical anomaly. It's not reflective of what the nation was doing.
But
the
why,
nation
why
of United States of America enslaved black people.
Why
and they
are you
made
having
them
a
their property.
Let's move forward, but why are you having a problem calling it racist? And we can see that you have a problem with that, Dave.
I specifically said it was racist. I conceded that point twice.
So you're saying those blacks who own other blacks were racist?
Sure. For the sake of moving forward.
You're like,
sure.
You're being sarcastic about it. Sure. But you're adamant
well, because
about
I don't, because you're using a statistical anomaly to challenge the idea that slavery is racist. I mean, it's ridiculous. The mental backflips, particularly as a black person. I mean, come on, man.
What does that mean, particularly as a black person?
I don't understand how you have no sympathy for your own ancestry.
What does that mean? My ancestors were not enslaved.
Okay. I don't know your particular lineage, but still.
Blah, blah, blah.
What's
my
blah,
ancestors
blah, blah? What
were
that?
Not enslaved, eh?
We might.
How do you know?
We might go into more so the question of moving from the past to today. Is racism a significant problem today as we kind of live in 2020?
Well, it is. I mean, blacks are disproportionately targeted by police brutality. I don't think there's any denying the statistics there. That's the first example that comes to mind. In terms of racism, I think there are other things that are more subtle. And I'm not really an expert. This is, I have more of a science background. I'm not really too much of a politics and sociology guy. But I mean, you know, you can't deny that blacks are disproportionately targeted for, police brutality, and arabs are disproportionately targeted in other ways as well.
That's another made up lie. It's not true that blacks are targeted because they're black. There's no such thing as police brutality. The reality is that black people today, not all, but most black people are suffering due to the lack of moral character, due to the lack of family. Because when I was growing up under the Jim Crow laws, we had family. We had fathers and mothers who were together, grandfathers and grandmothers who were together. They worked and they showed us the right way to go. They didn't blame the white man. They treated everyone the way that they would like to be treated. But
so you're saying that
they were treated in the way that they would like to be treated. And so,
in your time, black people had family.
Let's give them a little bit, and I promise we'll come right back to you, Dave.
And so what happened was the civil rights movement came along, the worst mistake that ever happened to black people. And the civil rights leaders, Jesse Jackson, Martin Luther King, and all those guys, they said to black people, we're your leaders. Stop thinking for yourself and let us tell you how to think. And the blacks, most, not all, turned their lives over to the civil rights movement. And then along came the Democratic Party, Lyndon B. Johnson. And the black civil rights leaders and Lyndon B. Johnson, the Democratic Party made an agreement. Hey, let us have the blacks on the Democratic plantation. We'll keep them there for 200 years and we'll provide for them. We'll give them welfare. We'll give them free stuff.
And then
they can't have a father in the home.
Just because there's
said yes. And they took the fathers out of the home. The so-called black corrupt race hustler became the head of the people. And the Democratic Party began to use them, and they have not recovered.
Let's switch, wrap it up. Just because there's a lot of points, we'll kick it back over to Dave.
Okay, so you're the entire basis for this fantasy narrative that you're spinning is that when you were young.
Let me
get a few words out here, buddy. Your whole thing is that when you were young, there was family in the black community, and now there's not.
Yes.
Well, the gist of it. So what are you basing that on? Do you have some kind of census statistics? Where are the black people that were without family? Give me some numbers
70%,
here.
70% or more black babies born out of wedlock today. Everybody.
Where are you getting
daddy,
that from?
Everybody.
Give me a citation. Give me a citation.
Everybody.
Give me a citation.
Hey.
You don't have a citation?
Everybody and their daddy in jail. Black people hate white folks. They're relying on the government.
Jesse, you're literally making things up.
Hold on, Dave. When they're stopped by the cops, they give the cops attitude. They call them racist. They attack the cops. What do you expect the cops to do? Because the blacks have been brainwashed.
What I don't expect the cop to do is to shoot an unarmed man. I do not expect the cop to shoot an unarmed man. That's what I don't expect them to do.
And that the cops are racist. They are told that
Jesse, you know, this is a really cool story. I mean, it sounds like a really fun story and a real fun thing to talk about, but you're basing it on nothing. You just said 70% of black babies are born out of wedlock. And I asked you for a citation. You talked over me because you knew that you don't have one and you don't want to provide one because you're making that up out of thin air. You have nothing to back that up at all. That's your narrative that you're spinning.
Since you're an intellectual, and I understand that intellectual people have no logic. And I believe
intellectual people have no logic.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Have you noticed that?
No, I haven't. I think actually intellectual people have logic.
No.
That's kind of what makes them intellectuals.
No, that's why the world is going crazy because the intellectuals have no logic.
Right.
And the people are following them. But according to the census, 70% of black babies are born out of wedlock. Are you saying
which census? Where are you getting that data?
You said the
word census. You're just repeating the word census that I used.
Dave, are you aware? Uh-huh. Are you saying that you're not aware of that information?
I'm saying that is a lie that you made up, and you have nothing to back that up.
Okay, so you're saying
give me a link, give me a citation, tell me something where you find that.
You're saying that you're not aware that between 70 and 77% of black babies born out of wedlock.
I'm telling you that I don't believe that, and that you have no citation to provide me.
You're not aware,
and I think I know
that,
why you
right?
don't have any citation.
Hey, Dave,
I'm not aware of the lie that you're saying right
now. I told you intellectuals have no logic.
So if I don't believe, so if you lie to me and I don't believe your lie, I am an intellectual without logic.
Do you love black people?
Are you a chicken?
Dave, do you love black people?
Yes, I love all people.
So are you happy that they're coming from broken homes? They're relying on the government. They don't think for themselves. They're having babies out of wedlock. They're having abortions like 90 going north. They're whining and begging and blaming and acting like bitches. Does that make you happy, Dave?
This story that you're telling? No, I don't really like this story because it's a misrepresentation of an entire race of people.
Not all, but most.
I think that black people are disproportionately under the poverty line, but all of these things that you're
and
saying,
why is that?
Black people are whining. Black people are whining. Do you know every black person? I mean, how
why
can you say something
that
like that?
Under
it's
the
ridiculous.
Poverty level.
Well, I think that's because of racism. You know what I mean? I think that, you know, just because blacks were given the right to vote by Democrats, by the way, by civil rights. You know, I'm not a Democrat, by the way. I mean, I don't identify as a Democrat. I certainly don't identify as a Republican. But obviously, Democrats have been the ones to enfranchise black people with the vote. And by the way, we should talk about other races too, Arabs and, you know, Asians.
Well, the
and so
Democrats
forth.
Fought but, against the blacks voting. It was a Republican who pushed for the blacks to vote, and the Democrats.
That's objectively
fought,
false.
The Democrats fought against it. But I do want to tell
false.
You.
You just talked about Lyndon Johnson. I mean,
you said
you know
that the blacks are under poverty. They are in poverty or something like that. Poverty levels, something, right?
I think so. I mean, I'm not prepared with statistics either because this is not really my field, and I don't really prepare for this at all. But I think that's true. If you want, we could Google it. We could Google it, and we could also Google your claim about the 70%. We could see if that's true or not. Do you want to turn this over to a Google party
yeah,
and
you
check
can Google,
your statistics?
But let me ask you this.
You want to let your friend over there Google it?
Let me ask you this. If the blacks were to get married and they had father and mother in the homes, the father and mother worked to provide it, did it the right way, were good examples for their children, would they be under poverty level, whatever you said?
There are plenty of family units.
I asked, would the blacks be under poverty level if they have fathers and mothers in their homes?
Yeah, and I'm answering your question, so maybe don't cut me off and actually listen to the words I'm saying. I'm saying that there are plenty of familial units, married people with children, that are currently under the poverty line. So I don't know what you're talking about.
Are you able to will you answer my question now?
I just did. So
no, I didn't
maybe
ask
you didn't
about
understand
other people, Dave. I asked about the blacks.
You said, would black people be above the poverty line if they got married and did it the right way? And
right.
My response to you is that they do it the right way and are still under the poverty line. So it's a dumb question. That's
You're
my answer.
You're not an honest man, Dave. This is difficult to be not.
So when I demonstrate that you lie, I'm not. When I demonstrate that you lie, I'm not an honest man. Is that what's going on here?
Do you enjoy seeing blacks play victim?
What do you mean play victim? Give me an example of playing victim. What does that mean?
Pretending that they're in poverty, pretending that the white man is holding them back.
Well, the poverty line is objective. People that are under the poverty line aren't pretending. They are under the poverty line.
Talk about
who's pretending
blacks.
That they're under the poverty line or not?
Are you happy?
Yeah, anybody. Anybody.
Are you happy to see the blacks as victim?
No, I don't want to see anybody as a victim.
And what is the solution?
Well, that's a very good question. I mean, I would say I'm not an expert, but I think we need a massive redistribution of wealth. I think we need to redistribute some of the wealth at the very top of the 10th of 1%. We need to get companies like Amazon to actually pay taxes. We need to redistribute that amongst the community. We need to put money back into education,
amazing.
Social services.
So
yeah,
you're saying that
that's my
we
answer.
Need, you're saying we need to take Oprah, Bill Cosby, Barack Obama, and all those guys, we need to take some of their money and give it to the blacks.
Well, I'm talking about people much richer than that. I'm
but
talking
not,
about like
not,
Jeff Bezos.
Not Oprah level. Or not Oprah or Obama, the fallen Messiah Obama.
I mean, Oprah's
not,
super wealthy. I think she could give a little
guys.
More.
Are you talking about them?
I mean, we could take a little more from Oprah. I mean, Bill
How
Cosby,
about
I don't know. I mean, he's in
How
jail.
How about Obama?
Right? Obama, what's he worth?
He worth more than you and me.
Oh, he's definitely worth more than me. I don't have anything. I mean, sure, let's bump him up another 5%. I don't know. See, the problem is
so
this is the conservative.
So sorry for the blacks that you want to take from the whites and give to them.
Yes, so this is not an issue of race. This is not an issue of race at all.
Rather than making the blacks earn their way, you want to take from the whites and give to the blacks.
Wealth inequality is a problem that transcends race. And I'm not saying we should take it from white people and give it to black people. I'm saying we should
take
it from rich people and give it to poor people.
You mentioned
the richest people.
Who do you want to take it from?
I didn't mention Bill Gates, but sure, fine, Bill Gates. I don't know. The richest
Bill Gates a minute ago.
I definitely did not mention
well,
Bill
somebody.
Gates.
I was talking to Obi. I didn't hear you.
Nobody mentioned Bill Gates. I said Jeff Bezos.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I didn't
Jeff
mention
Bezos.
Race.
Sorry about that. Yeah. So
I didn't mention race at all.
You'd rather see Jeff give his money to the blacks rather than blacks earning their way?
That's not what I said at all.
I'm asking.
That's not what I said at all.
That's a question.
Okay. Can I answer the question?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm going to answer the question. As I said, which I will reiterate again, I think that we need to get corporations such as Amazon to pay their fair share of taxes. Amazon currently pays zero taxes. We need to actually collect taxes from these large multinational corporations, put them in federal funds, not just hand money to black people, right? We need to put them in federal, we need to be dispensing federal funds that go to education, public services, right? And perhaps disproportionately to the poorest areas. If they're black, great. If they're not, fine. If they're white, I don't care. Poor people need more money.
How would that help the blacks? By putting money, into education. We're already doing that up the yin yang, and they're getting worse and not getting better.
In where?
They're getting worse and they're not getting better.
Did you say yin yang?
Yeah, we're giving them more money. We're spending more money on education than any other country, and the blacks are getting worse rather than getting better.
See, this is the problem with having a conversation with you. Did you just say that America spends more on education than any other country?
Absolutely.
So that's wrong. Per capita, that's objectively wrong. So you can, this is the problem. Like, you're just throwing out anything you want to support your narrative, and you have no facts to back it up. You are objectively wrong. We do not spend more per capita than any other nation.
Tonight. Make sure you Google all this, all right? You'll see.
How about you Google it? And how about the viewers Google it?
I don't need
to
already know the troll.
No, you don't, because you cannot provide me a source for anything you're saying.
So why not?
You know you're lying.
Why not encourage family for the blacks? Why not say, hey, black people, get married, earn your way, save your money, invest.
What does that have to do with anything we just talked about?
Why would you encourage
black people can get married if they want to, not get married if they don't want to?
Hold on, just to hear one at a time.
Would you encourage that for your family, Dave, or would you encourage them to get up and earn it?
Encourage what?
The white man give more money into the schools and all that so your family can make it, or would you encourage family for your own personal family?
Those are not even remotely related. I'm encouraging the United States government to collect taxes from large multinational corporations and divest them into education and other social services. It's not a race issue at all. It's not a family issue at all.
I'm asking you, would you encourage...
Yeah, you're asking me a nonsensical question.
Would you encourage your family to get married and do it the right way, or would you encourage them to wait for handouts?
Okay, hang on. Let's take a little aside here. Why is getting married the right way? What does that mean? What are you talking
because
about?
Because when all your little studies have proven that when kids are raised by two parents in the home, they do better in life.
Why do they have to be married?
Because it's the right way. It's the right thing to do. Are you an atheist, Dave? Are you an atheist?
Yeah.
I'll rest my case.
What case? You don't have a case. You can't rest a case that doesn't exist. Why is getting married better than just living together? So, why do two people have to be married?
So being an atheist, does that mean you don't believe in God? There's a God?
That's exactly what that word means, yes.
So where do you get your... So you don't... Dave, you don't believe there is a God?
I do not possess a belief in a God, correct.
And do you believe there is one? You just don't believe in him, or you don't believe he exists?
You just asked me if I believe there is one, but I don't believe in him. Is that what you just asked me?
I didn't hear you clearly. Are you saying you don't believe there is a God?
I don't think that it can be stated any clearer. I said I do not possess a belief in any God. I cannot break it down more simply than that.
But a belief is different than believing that it exists. You just don't believe in him, but you do believe there is a God. Am I understanding this right?
No, you definitely are not understanding correctly. I do not believe that a God exists.
Oh, I see. And so where do you get your moral values from?
I have consciousness.
Where do you get that from?
My brain.
Oh, amazing. I told you the intellectual one has no logic.
Yeah, but you can kind of just say that to anybody that doesn't agree with you and you have no retort. So that's not really much of a thing to say.
But look at the intellectual days. They are as dumb as a doorknob. If you have an issue, they'll take you to a psychiatrist and they'll give you medication rather than showing you how to overcome the problem. If you're a little child with a lot of energy,
uh-huh,
voice, they'll give you medication and dumb down the energy rather than showing you how to overcome the problem. Tell me that's not
dumb down the energy. That's the most pseudoscientific sentence I've ever heard in my entire life. So why don't you expand on that? Tell me about a problem that a child would have and what drug you think might be prescribed for it and why you think that that is a bad thing.
It's happening every day, Dave, when little kids go to school, for example, and especially boys, because boys and men are hated in this country today. When they go to school, they have a lot of energy, and the teachers can't handle them because they're beta teachers, beta. They tell their parents, get them antidepressant, get them something to make them calm down, and cause the kids to become drug addicts.
So you think that kids that are hyper are given antidepressants, and then they become drug addicts?
Because intellectuals have no common sense. They do not know how to help you or tell you how to overcome the issue. So they drug you down, and now you
Is it that, or you just have no idea what you're talking about and you're not a trained professional?
Most of these kids become young adults who are relying on drugs because they have been dumbed down in the schools.
Which proportion? What proportion of people are relying on drugs, and which drugs, and where are you getting that data from?
One is too many, Dave.
One is too many? Having one person on drugs is too many?
Are you saying you're not aware of that, Dave?
I'm saying I am not aware of the lie that you just made up. Yes, because you just made it up. How could I be aware of it? You just said that most people, you're talking about children that are hyper, given antidepressants, and are now addicted to drugs. And then you said that most people are addicted to drugs or something.
You know what the intellectual call it? They call it HDD or something dumb. They make up a name for it, and they throw drugs down the kid's throat and destroy their energy. And now the kids
I think you were trying to say ADHD.
Yeah, something dumb like that, because the intellectuals have no idea what they're doing.
So we can look at this. This is amazing. We just found one tiny little thing that we agree on a little bit. And I'm going to tell you what it is. There was a time, I think in the 90s, it might have lapsed over into the early 2000s, where Ritalin was overprescribed. That's true. That is true. And it has happened that certain medications have been overprescribed. I will agree with you on that.
Thanks for being honest, Dave. And most of the children, especially who have received the medication, did not need it.
I don't think you can say most. I said overprescribed. But here's the problem. You're taking that and you're making this gigantic leap of logic to say, what did you say, that most people are addicted to drugs or something along these lines? Or you're basically trying to invalidate the entire field of psychiatry.
Because when they become, when they do either graduate from high school or college or leave high school, they reach out to other drugs because now they can't deal with society. They don't know how to deal with the issues of life. And so they tend to reach out. They tend to go for pot. Some of them use other forms of drugs. Because they've been
Where's
dead.
Your data?
Because their brains have been dead and they have not been able to deal with the issues.
Where's your
up.
Data?
And now they
Where's
have
your
to,
data?
Now they have to rely on some form of drug or another.
So what's the difference between that being true and you just having made that up?
I did not make that up, Dave. Most people know that.
How do we know? How do we know you didn't just make that up? Do you have data?
When you get home tonight, look at Google.
I'm currently home and I'm aware of what Google is. Well, do you want to turn this into a Google party?
When we're down here, be sure to look at Google.
Yeah, I've seen Google and I know that there's information on it. Do you want to do that now and check up on what you're saying and find some data?
Well, that's up to the host.
This might be a point at which we could switch into one thing we hadn't talked about. But Jesse, I know that you had mentioned that as a country, the United States hates men or boys. And so I'll let you put it in your own words so I don't accidentally misrepresent you. But that's something that, Dave, you looked like you maybe didn't agree. And so that's maybe something we could talk about.
Okay. We can change. Yeah, no problem.
Jesse, I'll give you a chance just in case I didn't state that correctly, if you want to explain what you mean by that.
Men and boys are the most hated species on this side of heaven. And the reason for it is because men represent love, they represent authority, they represent the right way to go. And there are men, mostly women, who hate good, they hate men because they are jealous of the power that's in a man. Whether we realize it or not, accept it or not, there's a spiritual order to life. And that order is God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, and woman over children. And whenever that order is reversed, we have hell on earth. Men become weak. They are always put down and destroyed. But when, is in order, the love comes from God through Christ, through the man to the woman. Because women don't have love to give, they receive love, but they don't have it to give. But when that role is reversed, you only get anger and hatred from the woman. And that's why you have so many problems.
That's plenty to work with.
Let's give him just a few more seconds. I promise we'll come back to you, Dave.
Today.
Okay, let's give Dave about 3 minutes to be sure he can try to address as many.
No, I don't need 3 minutes. I just need to cut off like the river of bullshit to get to a point. Ooh. You know. So first of all, the idea that you would say women have no love to give is insane. Maternity, motherhood, women represent love. So that's ridiculous. Number two,
where do women get love from?
Hang on.
I think we'll give
this is going to go into what you're asking. You said whether we like it or not, Christ, man, women, blah, blah, blah. You said whether we like it or not. No, not whether we like it or not. That's your religion, and I don't like it, and I don't follow it, and I don't buy it. And a secular society doesn't need to buy it because women don't want to be subservient to men, nor should be treated equally. So I don't really care what you think about your God and Jesus and all of these other things that you're saying. That doesn't affect me. And our country isn't run that way or structured that way, nor should it be. We have separation of church and state. So your beliefs, entitled to them as you are, do not affect me or the larger structure of society.
So, Dave, this love that you claim women have, where do they get it from?
From themselves. What do you mean? Why does it have to be external? What are you talking about?
Where do they get it from, Dave? And how do they get it from themselves?
Inside of their brains. That's where emotions happen, in here. Did you know that?
So they have love in the brain?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It is, isn't it? Yeah, you should study some neuropsychology. Do you know about neurotransmitters?
Women don't have
oxytocin.
Dave, women don't have love.
Okay, you want to back that up with something? Do you want to get into science?
You,
I don't think that you do, though.
The love comes from the husband to the wife and from the wife to the children.
What about a woman that has no husband and has children? Can a woman love her child without a husband?
I'm sorry?
Can a woman love her child without a husband?
Only if she loves her father.
Can a woman without a father or a husband love a child?
Only if they have overcome their anger.
Can a woman that has no anger and has no father and has no husband love a child?
If she has no anger, that means she loves what's right. And that love would come down through her as well. But if she has if she has anger, she has no love. It's impossible.
Well, that's pretty dumb because you can be angry and love somebody. So that's a literally meaningless statement.
That's not true.
It's a meaningless statement.
Dave,
you can't have a kid and love your kid and somebody punches you on the street and you're like, oh, I'm angry at that person. Whoops. Anymore. And it's a really dumb thing to say. I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, Dave, we're not talking about self-defense. We're talking about in families, women. There is no love. It comes from the man. And if the woman is not getting it from the man, she's very angry and out of control.
Do I really need to repeat those questions I asked you before?
And Dave, and to make herself feel better, she tried to make the world rotate around her, control the men, control the children, and everybody go nuts.
You're implying that a single woman cannot love her child.
I'm sorry?
The logical ramification of what you're saying is that a single woman cannot love her child, and that's dumb. It's a dumb thing to say. Women love their children.
No, they don't.
Inherently, innately, instinctually, in their brains.
That phony love, that emotional love that you think that women have, that they do have, come from anger. It doesn't come from love. It comes from anger. That's not real love. That's why it's so destructive.
If you want to, I don't really feel like entering your fantasy land. If that's where you want to be, you be there. But I'm going to be in reality where women love their children innately. That's a fact. So if so women, I don't know what to tell you.
Why do the children end up so screwed up?
Which children? All children? All children end up screwed up?
They end up mentally ill, emotionally destroyed. Men become subject to the women, and the women destroy them. The kids grow up with the same anger that their mothers have.
And which children? Which children are you talking about?
They end up on drugs and alcohol and sex before time, before marriage, and women, okay, men end up living with women, and the women control them and destroy them. And then,
can I clarify? You're saying that all children are addicted to drugs and all of this. What are you talking about?
Not all. But most.
Okay.
But let me ask you.
Most children are addicted to drugs. That's what you're saying.
Most, not all.
Do I even need to ask you for a citation? Well, everybody listening knows how that you're being ridiculous.
Children who become adults, most of them are addicted to drugs.
Children that become adults.
One form or another. Whether legal medication or illegal drugs, one other the way they are. But let me ask you this, Dave. If mothers have love, why is it that when their children become adults, they'll follow their children to West Hell to try and control them? Why don't they let the kids go if they had love?
So who are you talking about?
Mothers who you say have love, right? Once their kids
who
become
are those?
Adults. Once their kids become adult, why do they follow their kids around and try to control them?
I mean,
kids,
like,
rather than
are you talking about? Are you talking about a movie you saw, or like a book you read, or like, I just don't know what the hell you're talking about. Like, what are you talking about?
Where
which
you,
women? Who are they?
Are you
who,
living
who
in
are you talking
Hill,
about?
California? Where do you live, Dave?
I live in North Hollywood, California. Yeah.
Oh, I rest my case.
What case? You don't have a case?
I rest my
what case.
Beta.
What case?
Beta male.
Jesse, you just said that mothers follow their children around, right? Who are you talking about? Be specific. Name them. List them. Give me a source. Who are you talking about that's not a figment of your imagination?
All these mothers that you claim to have love, they follow their grown adult children around. They get involved with their kids' marriages. They try to tell adult. They're not kids anymore. They're adults. But the mothers still try to control them. Is that love, okay, Dave?
So today, every
love?
Mother on earth is following their child, their adult child around.
Not all, not all, not
every
all,
mother
not all. Not
so
all,
who?
Not all, not all, not all, but most, Dave.
So who? But most. Where? Where are they? Where can I find these mothers? Where do they live?
Where's
what are they doing
right now, Dave?
My mother lives in Connecticut.
Thank God, huh? No wonder you live in West Hollywood.
Yeah. Why do I live in North Hollywood?
I said,
because
no wonder you live in
live.
West Hollywood.
I live in North Hollywood.
Oh.
What's your implication there?
Oh, none.
Are you going to turn into a homophobe on me here?
No,
what are you
none.
Doing there?
No implication.
No implication. Just. Lying about where you live to make a non-existent point. So actually, this is great. I'm glad you brought up my mom, because my mom lives three time zones away, and she is not over here.
May
ever.
I give
so
an example?
Why isn't my mom doing that? Didn't you say that all
me.
Women with adult children are following their children?
Oh, believe me,
around?
You
so
report to mama. She may not be living in North Hollywood with you, but mama.
No, not really. So,
oh yeah!
I don't really know what to tell you.
What do you mean?
Oh
not
yeah!
Really?
You know my life better than I do, don't you?
Yeah, cause you're a beta male. You're addicted to mama.
What's that? What's beta? What's that?
You don't know? You never heard of a beta male?
Nah. What is it?
Have you heard of the fallen Messiah?
Nah. What? Jesus?
No, Barack Obama.
I know who Barack Obama
beta
is. Yes.
Male.
So anyone who has heard of Barack Obama is a beta male?
Oh, have you heard of
so
his wife?
All people are beta males?
Have you heard of his big mama wife?
Big mama?
Yeah, Michelle.
I know who Michelle Obama is, yes.
Would you marry Michelle? Be honest.
Would I marry her? Well,
yeah.
First of all, I'm already married, so that poses a problem.
Let's say you were not married. You're walking down the road, you look for a wife. Michelle came up. Would you marry her?
Well, how old is she? She's a bit older than I am.
I rest my case. Big mama.
So a beta is anyone who would not marry Michelle Obama?
You see,
or is it anyone
Mama,
who would marry Michelle Obama?
You saw how Big Mama controlled Barack Obama while in the White House. Barack Obama went around the country bowing down to our enemies and apologizing for America being so great. And he's,
yeah, bowing down to our enemies while doing record level drone strikes.
He was kissing,
you have no clue what you're talking about.
He was kissing boots.
I don't know much about politics, but you said, know way less. I don't think we need to be talking about this.
He said that Big Mama Michelle was his boss. She knows she's the boss. He allowed Big Mama to run over him. He's a beta male. And any man that, and Obama has anger, and you and I will agree that any man who has anger is a woman.
No, we will not agree on that.
But at least one more thing, Dave. Come on now.
No. Any man that has anger is a woman?
Right, because if you notice, men who have anger, they get angry, they go off, they're insecure, they have doubt, they have fear, they have worry. They have the mindset of a woman, which came from their mothers. And so
there's
normal.
There's so many ways we can go with this. Males are more aggressive, slightly more aggressive biologically.
So to attribute women
with anger is just ridiculous. Number two, isn't your God like a pretty wrathful God? Like, you believe in God, right?
Absolutely.
You believe in the God of the Old Testament, right?
Absolutely.
The Yahweh. Doesn't he regularly kill everyone and stuff?
I'm sorry?
And, like, give them plagues? Doesn't your God, like, kill everybody and start again and send people to hell and give them plagues and, like, and just, like, kill people all the time? Don't you think that's pretty wrathful, angry behavior? Is your God a beta? Is that what you're saying?
No, I don't think that's angry behavior. Mm. That's what love
you
is.
You don't think wrath and killing everybody in fire is anger? You don't think that that's anger? What is anger then? What is anger?
When did he kill them in fire?
Have you read the Bible?
No, I'm asking you, when did he do it?
All like Sodom and Gomorrah and stuff and like big fireballs. And then like in Egypt with the plagues and the locusts and killing the firstborn. He killed all the firstborn. He kills a ton, and he's a really angry, nasty God. So
how
your God
you
is
know,
a beta, wouldn't you
how
agree?
Do you, what made you think that was wrong for him to do that?
Well, I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I don't believe that any of it happened, so I don't really care. But
so
I'm saying that it's
you
pretty,
don't even believe that you don't believe
angry.
That it happened.
No, I definitely do not believe
so
that.
Why
it
are you complaining?
But you
about
do, so I'm asking you.
Why are you complaining because about something that you don't believe happened?
Because I'm analyzing your belief system. You're talking. You're saying that men who are angry are women, and
right.
your
what
God that you believe in
with,
is pretty angry.
What does
so
that
you believe
to
in
let's
a
go back
beta
to,
God?
Let's go back to any man that has anger is a woman. It's not
sure.
natural.
We haven't left it. We're still here.
It's not natural, Dave, for a man to have anger.
It's pretty natural, actually. Emotions are pretty natural.
The natural state of a man is logic, is love, and he guides his family in the right way to go. Any man that has anger has not overcome his mother. So he has the mindset of his and emotions of his mother because you become like what you hate. And most men, if not all, most men resent their mothers, and in return, they resent all women. And they can't get away from it until they forgive the mother so their mind can be renewed. Because every woman they get involved with is their mother until they overcome their mother. They got to forgive the mother for what the mother has done to them, turn them away from the fathers. And when you turn a boy or girl away from his father, you recreate them in your image.
I get it. So at this point, it would be very futile for me to continue to ask you for data to support anything you're saying, because I know you're making it up off the top of your head. So let's think about why you're making it up off the top of your head. What is your relationship with your parents? I would like to know about that personally, if I could
amazing.
Ask, if I can inquire. Yeah.
Amazing.
Are you open to talking about that?
Yeah, I just said amazing.
Yeah, so let's hear about it. I would like to hear about your relationship with your parents, because it seems to me that a lot of this stuff is very personal and you're projecting it on the human race. So I'd like to know if that's true or not. Tell me about your parents.
I'm telling you that my relationship with my parents are amazing.
It is?
Oh, yeah.
Are they alive, or what? Where are they?
No, they're dead.
Okay, so what did they do? How what was your relationship when you were a kid? Did
Good
you
question.
Get along with them, or what?
When I was at one point, my mother tried to turn me away from my father because she was angry at him because he didn't do the right thing by her. So she became angry.
What's that? What was not
and
the
one
right
way,
thing?
He didn't marry her when he got her pregnant. But she ended up getting married before I was born because at that time, Black people had values and morals and character. And it was embarrassing to get pregnant out of wedlock. It was immoral. So she got married to my stepfather before I was born. That way I would not be born out of wedlock. But the problem is she resented my father. And as a result of resenting my father, she tried to turn me away from him, you know, make him look like the bad guy.
And really, did that make you angry when she did that to you?
I'm getting to that really fast. And the worst thing that can happen to children is when mothers turn them away from their fathers, because you take on the mother's identity. You think that she's a victim when in reality she's a victimizer. And so I grew up, at some point I realized my mother was wrong for doing that. And I went and forgave her for doing that. I told her, hey, that's wrong for you to turn me away from my father. The problem with you and my father had nothing to do with me. My father loved me, but she tried to pretend that he didn't. And as a result, I went and forgave her. I went and had a talk with my father, and everything changed, Dave. I overcame the mentality of the mother and returned to my father.
Do you really lack the self-awareness involved in realizing that everything you're saying and your entire ethos is just a projection of your own childhood and your anger towards your mother?
Well,
really not aware of that? Do you have a therapist or something?
Do you explain becoming angry at your mother? You're just like your mama. How do you explain that?
I would not say I'm just like her, and I'm not angry at her.
Even though you don't want to be, you try not to be, you are, Dave.
So how do you know that?
Because I can see your mama in you, Dave.
You have no idea. You don't know anything about her, nor me. So what's
when
your basis
I see
for that statement?
When I see you, Dave, I see your mama.
Oh, yeah? What's she look like? Tell
like
me about
you.
Her.
You have her spirit, her
like
identity.
Me? I have her identity? What's my identity and what's her identity?
It's anger, insecurity, beta mentality.
Oh, so women can be betas too?
Yeah, they are beta women for sure. Are you the head of your wife, Dave?
The head of my wife?
Yes.
What does that mean?
Head of your wife?
My wife has her own head that she uses to speak and eat and things like that.
Does your wife obey you?
Does she obey me? No, I'm not. I don't own my wife.
Beta!
I'm her boss.
I told you you're a beta. You're married to your mom.
I thought being beta was being angry.
That's
so now you're
it
changing
is.
It.
But it's because of
is
your
it
anger.
Or is it being angry?
Hey, Dave. It's because of your anger recreated in your mother's image. And every woman you get involved with is your mother. That's why you can't handle them. You got to get over your mother.
No.
With your mother.
Jesse, we've already established that this whole thing is your projection of your childhood. I did not have this experience with my mother that you had.
Oh, yes,
I understand
did.
That you. I understand that you were angry
Why
at your mother,
you
and
you
I understand that you're angry at your father, and I understand that you're angry about your childhood.
Dave,
but this is a bit much, don't you think?
I have no anger, but why can't you be honest with your mother the way she?
You just
the way
said
she
that
is.
You were angry with your mother.
Why can't you be honest with her?
Why can't I be honest with my mother
about
her, what?
How evil she is.
Okay, so how do you not see the absurdity of you taking a person that you just met and a relative of theirs that you definitely know nothing about and doing what you're doing here? Everybody
what?
Listening can see how transparently absurd it is.
Why?
I mean, it's really desperate.
Why can't you be honest about your mother, how evil she is? You're not answering that.
You didn't ask me a question. You didn't ask me, is my mother evil? Do you want
to
ask me that?
I don't have to ask.
Question?
I see her in you, Dave.
Oh, yeah? Well, how come you couldn't tell me what she looks like? How can you couldn't
That's
tell
why
me?
You
so
can't
So wait, are you saying that you're psychic? Are you saying
I
you're clairvoyant
her.
And you can see people?
I see her identity in you.
What is it? What does she look like?
Dave, how do you explain the reason you cannot stand up to your wife.
What do you mean stand up to? So you're switching it. You're saying that I obey her now? Is that what you're implying?
Dave, you're an intellectual. Why are you acting as though you don't know what I'm talking about?
Because I genuinely don't know what you're talking about, because when you talk, it doesn't make any sense.
Why can't That's you deal why. With your wife, Dave?
So you don't know her or our relationship whatsoever, so why are you pretending that you do?
You're not answering the question.
No, but you're asking nonsensical questions that
why
don't merit
can't you
responses.
Deal, why can't you deal with your wife, Dave?
Give me an example of something that happened between us that you think merits that question.
You said that your wife does not, you are not the head of your wife, but that's because you obeyed her. Why is it that you believe that you're not the head of your wife? Why can't you deal with your wife?
I want to give Dave a chance to respond. I want to give Dave a chance to respond, but I do want to mention there's one more topic, a short topic I was hoping to bring up before Q&A. I'll give you a chance to respond, Dave, but then I want to quick jump into this topic.
Yeah, I mean, there's no response. I mean, you have an agenda of what you want to pretend is reality, and you have no basis for it. So you're inferring a bunch of things about my relationship that doesn't exist. So my question in response was, name a thing that happened between me and my wife where you think I didn't stand up to her. You cannot possibly have an answer to that because you do not know her or me or anything about us, which
why
is why everything you're saying is ridiculous.
Just to be sure that there, we get no to go question. To that next point.
Let's maybe go to the next topic because this is not a fruitful.
You didn't answer my question as to why you could not.
You don't have a question. You don't have a question, Jesse.
I think
why can't you stand up to your wife?
Hold on, gentlemen. One sec. Just to be sure that we get into this next topic, because I think that it will be relevant in terms of the earlier we talked about the Obamas. We talked a little bit about politics. And so Donald Trump, we haven't talked about yet. I'm kind of curious if you guys have the same opinion on Trump. I kind of guess not, but we'll hear it from you guys. So, Jesse, Trump or no Trump?
Trump all the way. As a matter of fact, I call
Shocking.
Trump, I call the president the great white hope. The great white hope. The president is the best president. Hold on. The president is the best president that we have ever had in this country. Thank God for the great white hope. And he's hated by the children of the lie. And the children of the lie are the liberal media, the Democratic Party, the Neville Trumpers, the right-o Republicans. And the reason they all hate him is because he is a straight, white, conservative, Christian man of power. And those type of men are in the way of the liberals turning America into a socialist society. Thank God for the great white hope, and especially now during the Chinese virus issue. If we were in the hands of crooked lying Hillary or the fallen Messiah Barack Obama, it would be over with for this country.
Okay, so, I mean, I hate him, but I don't really
you
need to elaborate
him?
Why. I'd like to focus. Yeah, I hate him. What? I'd like to focus on what you said. You said that liberals and the liberal media hate him because he is a straight white conservative Christian man.
Yes.
That's why?
Absolutely.
Okay, so how is that different from almost every president ever?
What does that mean?
Almost every president ever has been a straight white conservative Christian man.
But not of power.
What's more powerful than the president of the United States?
Donald Trump. If you know today,
he is the president.
If you know
Donald
today,
Trump is more powerful than the president of the United States. Is that what you just said?
But Dave, I'm not just talking about the power.
God,
I'm not just talking about the power given to him as president. I'm talking about the power of this man and being white and being straight and being a Christian. Christians are
like
the most hated.
Every single other president ever.
Hold
except
on, Dave.
Obama's
Hold on.
Half black.
Christians, number one, Christians are hated in America. But there's never been a man that I'm aware of in the White House, such as President Trump. He doesn't matter what color you are. It doesn't matter if you're male or female. It doesn't matter if you're rich or poor. When you're wrong, you're wrong.
He cons you all the same.
And he put America first. I don't know of any other president that's put America first. And he fight against his enemy, and he's making America great again. No other president has ever done what the great white hope has done today.
Yeah, no other president has ever been the president, is basically what you're trying to say right now. Here, let's get concrete. What is one thing that Trump has done that is good? Let's start there.
Number one, and I hear it all the time, I hope you've heard this, more black people until this Chinese virus thing was employed under President Trump than any other president. The president brought the economy back until the Democrats are trying to screw it up with this phony idea of the Chinese virus being all bad.
Tell me concretely how that statistic is related to something that he did.
The president has brought back more jobs than any other president in the history of America.
How did he do that?
Once again feared.
Are you sure that he did that?
Around the country. Now, Dave, if
so you're
don't,
just going to steamroll, you don't want to respond
Dave,
to anything.
If you don't have any ideas about those things, I don't know where you've been.
No, I have ideas in terms of reality, and I understand what you're saying, and you're trying to correlate things that don't deserve to be correlated. So you're saying that Trump brought back more jobs,
and you're saying
that more black people are unemployed.
Where am I wrong?
I think that you're not even saying anything. How did he do that?
Where am I wrong, Dave?
Can you explain why you think that? Why do you think that Trump brought back more jobs? Can you offer any clarity to
Dave,
that statement?
Or
is it just
aware,
part of your narrative?
If you're not aware of those things, there's nothing I can do to make you see that it's true. If
you are you sure that there's nothing you could do? You could do anything whatsoever to explain it.
You could do anything at all to explain it.
May I tell you why?
Tell you why not?
Yes, you can.
Because you said you hate the man. And a man, a human being who has hatred in his or her heart cannot be convinced of the truth. So you just have to let
him die.
You just have to.
Well, you could try.
You hate the president.
You could try.
It doesn't matter what he does. You're still going to hate him.
No, I think that he's a terrible president because of what he does and says and is.
What's your reason for hating him, though?
I think that he is a disgusting, narcissistic, ignorant, extremely unintelligent buffoon that has turned America into the laughingstock of the world.
And so
everything he says
reason?
Is dumb. Everything
what's
he says is wrong.
What's your reason to hate him?
The things that I just said.
Are you hated for the things you do that you believe that others believe are wrong? Are you hated for that?
Am I? What are you asking?
Do people hate you when they don't agree with you?
No, it's not a disagreement. It's actions. It's the things that he does.
Dave, you need to come into our world. You're in the wrong. You need to come out of hell into heaven.
I'm not in hell.
Yes, you're in hell. Anyone who has anger is in hell.
This looks fine here. I'm doing good.
No, you're not, Dave. Yeah.
Okay, you're not. You're in hell. You're in hell. Yes, you are.
Oh.
Yes, you are. Are you in hell? Are you in hell, Jesse? Come on. Are you? Are you in hell? Yeah, you're in hell, aren't you?
Dave, you don't have a
Are you
right
in hell, to... Jesse? Are you in hell?
Dave,
are you in hell? Why won't you answer my question?
You have to...
See, I told you you're a beta male.
I'm just turning it back around.
Heart.
No, I don't have hatred in my heart.
You hate the president.
Yeah, for his actions.
You're
I don't
just like
possess
your mama.
Hatred.
You're just like your mama,
Dave.
You don't
know anything about my mom.
Oh,
and
I know your
way,
mama.
By the way, that was really classic. I mean, it was not even a good. It was not even a good way that you darted out of that. You can't even respond to what I'm saying here.
Are you able to think of anything that the Great White Hope has done in nearly 4 years that is good for the country?
I can't think of one.
You can't think of one thing.
No, and I'm I don't really keep up on politics as much as other things like science. But I mean, I can't think. I know I can't think of one. And I think his handling of COVID has been disastrous, and he is directly responsible. I mean, give me a break. This guy talks. He tells people that they should inject bleach and stuff.
That's a lie.
He goes on the news.
That's a lie.
No, it's not.
Dave, you just
lied. He's talking about hydroxyquinone.
Satan is your daddy.
My dad's name is Vittorio.
Vittorio Satan.
Okay.
You just lied, man, with no shame.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. You lied when you said the president told someone to inject that into their arm. He never said that.
He said that these detergents or something had remarkable qualities, and we should figure something out with that, like maybe, I don't know, injecting it. That's almost verbatim what he said.
Dave, you're still lying.
It's almost verbatim. It's almost verbatim what he said.
Dave,
you pull up the transcript. Do you want to pull up the transcript?
And I understand.
Do you
want to
pull up the transcript?
Because you and I told you,
you have a computer right there.
You hate the straight white conservative Christian man of power because you're not able to turn the country into a total socialist society. And
the poor straight white conservative
you're
Christian.
Hating
the
him.
Poor straight white conservative Christian.
You are hating him because he's in the way. And so it doesn't matter what I say about him.
I'm straight and white.
What he does.
I'm enjoying tons of privilege too.
It doesn't matter what he does, you're still gonna hate him.
Well, no, if he became a decent person, I wouldn't hate him any longer. I just don't think he has it in him.
That's amazing. There's a man who do not believe that God exists. I rest my case.
You don't
have a case, but sure, rest it.
Might want to go into Q&A now just to try to get through as many questions as we can and hopefully wrap up in a quick bit. But Ben Riley, thanks for your super chat, who said, would you please moderate a debate between Vosh and Daniel from Hard Lens Media? Well, I will ask Vosh. Great idea. Steven Steen, thanks for your super chat. And Kalub, thanks for your super chat, who said, Dave gets all his info from CNN. Dave, if you want to respond to that, you of course can.
I don't watch CNN. I don't really watch the news. I don't, like I said, I'm a science minded person. I'm not passionate about politics, but
Dave,
I mean,
did you support Bernie or a lying crooked Hillary?
Let me just finish what I was saying there. When I comment on what Trump says and does, I'm not taking any spin. I'm commenting on video footage that I saw, doesn't matter where, Twitter, Facebook, whatever, of him talking. So he says things. I mean, unless this is a deep fake where somebody is making up a hologram of Trump saying things they didn't say, I'm pretty sure when I see a clip of him saying something, he said those things. And I'm commenting on the things he said. So I'm not, you know, I'm not very politically minded. I'm not a Democrat. I'm definitely not a Republican. I'm disenfranchised by the political system. But I look at Trump and I see a complete moron. And every time he speaks, he embarrasses himself in the country. And that's, you know, mainly what
did
I have
to say about
that.
Did you support Bernie or Hillary?
I supported Bernie and I did not support Hillary.
I rest my case. You're a socialist. And that's why you hate the president.
Hey, what's socialism?
We have to. So sorry, gentlemen. I hate to do this, but just to get through as many questions as
we
can.
I would love to demonstrate that Jesse does not know what socialism is, but let's go to the next question.
Mathra J. Disco, thanks for your super chat. This one I think is for you, Dave. They said gun laws were made up to stop black gun owners. And this is a fact, they say.
Which gun laws? I don't understand.
I'm not sure which ones they mean, to be honest. I've never heard this before.
I mean, look, I'm not an expert on gun law, so I don't know. I don't really have anything
hey
to say.
Hey, Dave,
about that.
I want to ask, did the president, the Great White Hope, did he cut tax and regulations? Taxes and regulations?
Okay. I will concede that I do benefit from the slight lowering of business tax rate.
And did he cut regulations as well that would allow businesses, small businesses and others to start open it up without so many restrictions? Did he do that?
I'm not aware of that being the case. And right now,
it's
small
so
businesses
easy
are
for you to
screwed.
Play dumb.
Just to try to get through.
Well, I mean, I don't know things that I don't know. You know, I'm a science person. I don't know much about politics or economics. So, you know, I would rather not go beyond, you know, I'm not going to say something that unlike you, I'm not going to make up a narrative off the top of my head and just believe it. I need facts, right? I need sources. I need citations. I need data.
Well, when you get back to West Hollywood, look at Google. North Hollywood.
But aren't you happy? I just gave you another thing that I agree with you about. I told you one thing that I like that Trump did. So I actually, you're right. I did think of one thing that Trump did that I like. I mean,
amazing.
Amazing, right?
And Mark Hidalgo. Mark Hidalgo, thank you for your super chat, who said, Jesse Lee Peterson's source is the Washington Examiner.
That's not true. I never read the Washington Examiner.
Gotcha. Terry James, thanks for your super chat as well, said, for Jesse, what would you have done if you were in the 1830s and a slave at that time? Would you have repelled, tried to escape, or complied?
If I was in the 1830s?
And a slave at that time.
That's a dumb question. I wasn't in the 1830s. I have no idea what I would have done. I would have to be there in order to know what I would have done. I wasn't there, so I have no idea.
Gotcha. Steven, thanks for your super chat. Says, James's shoulder pads are lesbian. Okay, gotcha. Serious Startups, thanks for your super chat. Who said, Dave, he said, Dave, it's well-known data in that, it's well-known data on 70% or more being born to single moms.
Black babies.
Okay, and then said, let's Google it. I just did.
All right, what's the citation?
Gotcha.
I was asking Jesse to offer the citation. If he had offered one, then that'd be something.
Let's see.
I think we can go and count how many times Jesse made unsubstantiated claims in this entire discussion, and it would be through the roof. And I would bet my life savings that they can't all be verified by data.
You will see it. Look it up tonight, Dan.
Well, we all do right. have a super chat relevant. We have one that's relevant. I heard my interruption, but Excalibur, thanks for your super chat, who said 77% of blacks were born out of wedlock in 2015. Dave, you, in all caps, need to Google it. You also need to, let's see, they said, you did not prove that Jesse lies. Sad. Okay, so we'll give you a chance to respond to that, Dave.
No, I will respond to that. So of those born out of wedlock, how many were born to single mothers?
Oh, Lord.
Gotcha.
Uh-oh. That's not part of the statistic, is it? So what if black people just disproportionately choose not to marry? How about that? How about if the majority of that 77% are born in a nuclear family, they just aren't married?
Gotcha.
So is that part of the statistic?
Gotcha.
I don't think so. So maybe you should dig a little deeper with your searches.
Gotcha.
Dave, you are a real intellectual and a socialist.
I want to give Dave.
What is socialism? In a sentence, what is socialism, Jesse? Can you tell me?
Dave.
You can even Google it if you want.
I said Dave.
Okay, yeah. Gotcha. Okay, next up. Uganda, not Wakanda. Thanks for your super chat. They said that beta male Dave is using studies as a way to shut down discussion. And they said, do you have a study saying studies are the only way to know something?
Wow, isn't that a fun little meta thing there? What I'm saying is that you can make up anything you want, and it's not necessarily true. So, yes, you do.
So, Dave, how do you know studies are right?
Because they study things. What do you mean, how do I know studies are right?
But, Dave, there are so many studies out there now that are built on ego or made on ego. People, when they want to control you, they can make up any kind of studies they want. Remember what?
Number one, that's not completely true. But number two, yes, if you find one study that supports what you're saying, that's only one piece of evidence. You should find a lot of evidence. You should look at many studies. So I agree that finding one study does not necessarily corroborate what you're saying. But if you have zero studies, then what's the difference between making it up off the top of your head?
Remember when the president first...
I can make up anything I want and say anything I want, and
Remember when the president first ran for president, and all the studies, especially from the liberal socialist people, were saying that the president's going to lose, Hillary Clinton going to win, he's out of there.
Those are polls.
All lied.
Those are polls.
So they were making up these studies and polls and things.
Polls that are attempting to predict the future is not the same as studies that report factual data.
In order to deceive
the people. Guys, just to be sure that
Jesse,
we don't
do
go
you
too,
not know the
just to be sure that we don't go too far down the rabbit hole.
Mothra
J Disco, finally one for Jesse, giving you some pushback, Jesse. They said, Jesse's arguments are legit defeated by basic U.S. history. That's all they said.
Did they complete the question?
That was all that they had charged you with.
Well, one thing I can say to that that statement is, or question or whatever it was, is that history today is not true history, because there's a false history out there that says that under the Jim Crow law, black people were doing awful. It was worse than slavery. That wasn't true. I grew up under the Jim Crow laws. My family bought land. They educated themselves. They had families. They got married. They taught their children how to work and take care of themselves. None of the children grew up on drugs and alcohol and out of it in their minds, because they relied on their families and what was right. But the history gives you the impression, which is a false impression, that black people were controlled by Jim Crow laws and were worse than slavery and black couldn't move around. It's just absolutely not true.
Gotcha.
So segregation isn't real? Are you saying that segregation isn't real or was not real?
Yes, segregation did happen, but it did not hurt the blacks personally because they, rather than
why so not having access begging, to schools and
I got to give Jesse the last word on this one just because the super chat was for him.
They started, they found, they bought their own land, they created their own life. They weren't blaming anyone.
Gotcha. Nature Boy Elfie, thanks for your super chat. And this is one thing I'm going to try to do. If I haven't done it consistently, forgive me. A lot's flying through my mind. Everything's moving fast. I'm going to try to let the person who the super chat was aimed at have the last word. Nature Boy Elfie, thanks for your super chat. This one, Dave, you might be able to, maybe you, it's a chance where we could ask if you would grant any of Jesse's idea or position. Nature Boy Elfie says in all caps, ask Dave if he has forgiven his mama.
Yeah, see, so this is very transparent. I mean, you guys, Jesse, whoever the person is that you're talking about, need for me so badly to be wrong, but you are unable to deconstruct anything that I say. So you have to make things up about my mother and this kind of stuff. You have no idea who she is. You don't know anything about her, our relationship. So it's not a legitimate question. I mean, why? It's very transparent that you just are so triggered by what I'm saying that you have to invent something about me to take me down a notch. But it
doesn't work. Just to give,
you don't know anything about her. So
just to give Dave the last word, we'll go to the next one. Hake, thanks for your super chat. Said great stream. You've got a critic here, Dave. They said Dave's a bit sassy and arrogant, though.
Yeah. Well, sure.
Amazing.
So,
next up, Veckel, thanks for your super chat. Said Jesse, say out loud, beta,
beta, beta.
Gotcha. Agent Black, thanks beta. For your. Agent Black says, great debate. That's all credit to the speakers. Thanks so much, Mike Young. Thanks for your super chat. Let's see. A lot of these are kind of more just attacks. I don't want to be too hard on either person. Uganda, not Wakanda. Thanks for your super chat. Said Dave. They said Dave thinks that morality comes from him knowing pointless theories and having the right, quote, opinion instead of his own character. I'm a little confused.
Well, okay, so I don't know what pointless theories you're referring to. That sounds like a pretty science illiterate statement, but I don't believe in God, yet I am moral. So I don't really know what to tell you.
If you're a moral man, how can you hate the president? More people don't hate.
Why is it immoral to hate? Why is a sentiment
because it's
immoral?
It's of your father. Satan is your dad, and there's no love and hate.
Okay, so do you want to actually have a conversation, or do you want to just make up ridiculous statements?
So you think your dad and Satan have love?
I do have to give Dave the last
My
word
dad and Satan have love?
No, your daddy as Satan. You think there's love
okay.
in him?
So do you want to talk about morality or do you want to make up things about Satan and my father? Do
well,
you want
we don't
to talk about morality?
Satan as your father, not Satan and your father. Satan is your dad.
So you want me to ask
you know
my father
not,
if he is
whether you know it or not, you either serve God or you serve Satan. You're not on
okay,
your own.
Okay, whether you know it or not, God isn't real. How about that? I can just say that too. There's nothing substantial about what you're saying. You're
oh,
just
yeah.
taking your religious beliefs and you're putting it on me. I can do the same. God isn't real. I can state that as a fact if I want. I don't do that because I'm not a ridiculous person, but I can tell you God doesn't exist whether you like it or not and just let you simmer in
I
that.
I believe
that
you believe that.
How about that?
Satan is your dad, and so you can't believe in but one God, and Satan is yours.
Okay, so but none of that's real. Remember what I just said and my
oh,
reality?
Real.
So my reality is real.
One second.
So, but the
Dave
problem
the
for
word,
you.
We got to go to the next one.
The problem for you is that myself and many, many thousands of other people are not religious and yet are moral. For
no.
morality does not come from religion, period.
I wish there's no two ways about it. I wish we could keep going on this one, but we do have another one. Uganda, not Wakanda, thanks for your super chat, who said, Dave, if women give love, why do they hate needy guys? Mothers are overbearing because of the ego. Egoless love comes from men, Dave.
That's a good point.
Sorry, give me that one. Can I get that one more time?
You bet. It's a mouthful. They said, Dave, if women give love, why do they hate needy guys? Like needy or clingy. And then they said, mothers are overbearing because of the ego. Egoless love comes from men, Dave.
Egoless. Well, okay. I would not agree that egoless love come from men. I would maybe agree that women are not that wild about needy guys. But I don't know. I think that's probably like a biological thing. I think that perhaps it's just part of our evolutionary ancestry that there's some thread in the lizard brain that just, you know, a man is, you know, originally thousands of years ago was the provider and was the hunter and was such and such. Now, evolutionary psychology is very complicated, and sexuality is all evolutionary psychology. And so, yeah, I mean, I'm not an expert in that, but I think it has something to do with that. But that's the amazing. Egoless love thing, I mean, I don't understand what they're talking about with that.
Dave, what is a man?
A man is an adult human with an X and Y chromosome, one of each, and male external genitalia. That's what a man is.
Gotcha. Are men and women the same?
We've got, and after this one, we've got.
No, they're not the same.
Okay, thanks so much. Hake, thanks for your super chat, who said, single mother's, quote, brain love raises criminals. I think that's going back to the fatherless statistic that came up earlier.
Okay. Who is that directed towards? To me?
Yes, I think.
Okay.
Gotcha.
So that sounds like a really fun story. But to that, I would say, data!
Gotcha. Thank you very much. Tioga. Can
I ask Dave one quick question?
Sure.
Yeah.
Dave, earlier you said that you implied that there's a difference between born out of wedlock and single mothers. What is the difference?
The difference is that there would be two parents.
You said that.
Is that a real mothers, question? What do you mean?
You said something, and it went kind of fast, but you said something about single mothers and born out of wedlock. So women who are having children not married, are they having them out of wedlock?
Yes, but they're still two parents. They're still co-parenting a child. So this statistic is not reliable. What if it is simply with? The person they had the baby with, they just didn't get married. I know tons of people that have babies that aren't married to each other.
I know.
And they're just like everyone else.
They're not around, Dave.
Yes, they are. I'm telling you, I know.
They're not married.
Jesse, and they're not married. And yet you wouldn't know. It's just that they don't have a little thing right here, but everything else is the same. So what if black people just disproportionately don't get married, but they still co-parent the child? I don't know. All I'm saying is that the statistic is not enough to derive this ridiculous conclusion.
It's not a family.
Yes, it is.
A man and a woman are married.
Yes, it is.
With children.
A man and woman that have a child together and all live together are a family. A man and a man.
No. That's
we can say all the other stuff, too.
That's a bastard child out of wedlock.
Nope. Well, I don't know what this word is. Who cares about that? A man and a woman and other stuff that have a child together and all live together are a family, period. So I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
They must be married.
No, you're wrong.
Gotcha. I'm going to give we'll go to the next one. Tioga, thanks for your super chat, who said the only beta here is James, obviously. She's sassy. That's why we like her. Next up, nobody. Let's see. We've got Dirk is in. Let's see. Some of these are just insults. Okay. A lot of these are just insults. Next up, William Perry. I don't know which way he's directing it, but they say, this is my nightmare. I don't understand. Michael McCaffrey, thanks for your super chat, said, let's see. Some of these are, they're quite hard on the speakers. Caleb, thanks for your super chat, said, oh, I appreciate this. I'll pay you back for this later. He said, when I grow up, I want to be an alpha like James. Thanks so much, Caleb. We'll pretend that was real. Next up, thanks for your super chat, who said, from our dear friend Fred, said, Jesse sees complicated subjects in black and white when there are many more shades of gray.
No gray area. It's only black or white. It's only right or wrong. It's no gray area at all. Is it right or is it wrong? No middle ground.
Gotcha. Thanks
so
much.
That's wrong.
Snake was right. Appreciate your super chat, who said Trump was talking about nebulized hydrogen peroxide.
Yeah.
I think that's regarding, my only guess is, I've never heard this before, but I think it's regarding the idea that Trump told people to ingest in, what is it called? Something that kills germs. I can't remember the word.
Liberals don't mind lying on the president.
Let's just put it this way. Without saying anything specific, Trump says very ridiculous, baseless things regarding medical topics that he has no business saying. Let's keep it general like that.
Amazing.
Gotcha.
Yeah, pretty amazing, right? This is the guy that he's your guy. And yet he says this stuff. Yeah, sure. I don't know. Whatever.
Did you hear you say it one time, Dave? The great white hope.
No, I don't want to say that.
Come on, Dave.
Gotcha.
Why would I don't want to, I don't tell you what to say. You can say whatever you want.
Why don't
you say data?
Next one
data.
Up.
Data.
Lily.
No. I said data.
Lily Arho, thanks for your super chat. I think this is a criticism towards you, Jesse. I think that they say, Jesse, Proverbs 16:5 says, everyone who is arrogant in heart is an abomination to the Lord. I don't know if they're saying that you're arrogant or if they're saying that they're agreeing, like if they think that Dave is arrogant. I don't know what's going on here. But
I think they're referring to Dave.
Gotcha.
Probably. That sounds like it's directed at me.
Gotcha. Okay. Ben Riley, thanks for your super chat, said, don't forget about Vosh and Daniel. Okay, we'll definitely ask. Okay, Spacebar Apologetics, thanks for your super chat, said, thanks for the debate, James. All credit to the speakers. These guys, this has honestly been one of the more engaging discussions, I think maybe the most we've ever had. And they said, what do you think, Dave, Jesse, what do you think Dave should do to move forward?
He needs to overcome his mother by forgiving her for traumatizing him and return to his father. And his whole world will start to change. But as long as he has his mother identity and can't be honest about it, he's not going to get better.
Now, if you were my therapist and I had told you anything whatsoever about my parents and my childhood, then I'd listen to you. But you aren't, and I didn't. So everything you're saying is meaningless.
Oh, no, you're going to smoke on this, day because you know I'm right. Did you grow up close to your father?
I mean, I lived with both of my parents, and we were close.
Did you grow up close to your father?
Close to my father? Yes.
You're not being honest. Everybody.
Why? Because I'm not giving you the answer that you want?
Everybody.
Because I don't fit into the narrative that you're trying to push?
But that's
everybody can see I'm lying how? Are you an expert on facial expressions and lying?
Then you got to get to know himself.
How do you know I'm lying?
Overcome his mother, return to his father.
We do, let's see.
Oh, okay.
You have to go to the next one.
Expert opinion there.
They said, Jesse, will you define socialism? Lily Rowe.
Thank you.
The liberal media, the Democratic Party, the Rhino Republicans, the Never Trumper, Dave.
It's a form of government,
people
Jesse.
That wanna,
define it in people, the context of a form of government.
People that want to take over your life and control you for power and wealth.
Gotcha.
So you don't know what socialism is? Thanks
we're gonna,
for demonstrating
I give
that.
Them, let's see. Excalibur, thanks for your super chat, said, actually, Dave, you need to Google the statistics said single mothers. Do your homework. You sound like, ooh, the ultimate of insults, Dave. They're coming at you. Your old nemesis. They said, you sound like Kent Hovind. Okay.
Well, oh, no.
They're taking the gloves off. We'll let
now,
give you a chance
now
to respond.
Now I'm insulted because that really is the worst thing that you could say to me. So, okay. Well, look, I didn't look up the statistic, but it doesn't really matter anyway, right? Because it was a false supposition. He's trying to imply that children born out of wedlock or to single parents or something, he was saying something about them being addicted to drugs and doing crime and all these things. And so it doesn't matter if the statistic is true or not. The supposition that he was using to base something on is ridiculous. So
amazing.
I was just implying that everything he says is wrong. So, you know, if one statistic was good, fine.
Next,
I don't care.
Next up, live a life filled with love. Thanks for your super chat. Said, great job, Jesse. And
thank you.
So you got a fan out there, Jesse. That snake was right. Thanks for your
thank
super
you.
Chat. Who said Christians are beta for God. How about that? I think that's an objection to you, Jesse, saying that Christians are betas for God.
Well, I understand that atheists, not all, but most of them don't understand it, so I can't blame him for thinking that way. But until he returned to the Father, to his natural state of being, he's not going to understand what true love and true power is. he got to return to the Father. So I understand it. It's not personal.
Gotcha. Thanks so much. D. Watts, this is a nice one. Thanks for your super chat. They said, $10 each for two of my favorite people on YouTube. Thank you, Jesse and Dave.
Amazing.
There's
You're
somebody
welcome.
That watches both of our channels. That's astonishing.
That's right on.
Let's see. Fred, thanks for your super chat. Said, I love Jesse, but he was outclassed here. And they said, thank you guys still, though. So, Jesse, they're throwing some heat at you.
Well, one thing I can say is, right, I have no class. I'm just Jesse. I love what's right. I love my country. I love the order of God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, and woman over children. I'm just Jesse with no class.
Gotcha. Thank you very much. Stripper Liquor for your super chat, who said, Jesse, please come back on again. Best debate ever.
I will. Thank you.
Then let's see. Decepticons Forever, thanks for your super chat. Let's see. I don't know what that means. Some of these, I don't know if it's an inside joke meant to insult one of the speakers or not. So I'm trying to skip. Fred, thanks for your super chat. Said, let's see. Oh, we did. We read that one. Let me just check for any last ones. Otherwise, I think we'll be able to wrap up. We really do appreciate it, folks. And then we do have, these are always my favorite. So, whenever people offer a debate challenge. So Maynard Saves, thanks for your super chat, said, would Jesse be willing to debate Kyle Kulinski on Modern Day Debate?
I would debate everybody and their mama. I don't run. I run toward the pain, not away from it.
Gotcha. Thanks. So we'll ask Kyle. We'll try to get a hold of him. Stripper Liquor, thanks. We got that one. Thanks for your patience, guys. Kind of sifting through. We Sphere Itself, a.k.a. said, James, can you please save a little sexiness for the rest of us? That's funny. I always say, I think this is probably Earl, the 65-year-old postman from Alabama. I appreciate that. They said, Excalibur, thanks for your super chat, who said, Trump was talking about internal catheter UV light that is FDA approved to reduce lung viral load and O3 infusion in the body. Google it, Dave, in all caps.
No, he used the word injection.
Dave hates Trump, so he's never going to be honest about the man. But, you know, I hate to run.
I know what he said. I saw the clip of what he said. He used the word injection.
Hey, James.
Yep.
I'm so sorry, but my time is up. I got another appointment. They're rushing me.
Okay.
But So I have to run. I wish I didn't, but I will come back if you have me.
Totally. That's no problem. We'll wrap up then. We want to say thanks so much, folks. Sorry if we didn't get to your question, but hopefully we'll get to have these guys on again. Who knows who it'll be against? It's been a true pleasure, guys. Want to let everybody know these guys' links, I put them in the description. So if you want to hear more of these guys, you can by clicking those links. So thanks so much, folks, for being with us. And thanks especially to Jesse and Dave.
Thank you too, James. And Dave, it was good to meet you, man. I enjoyed that.
Good to meet you as well. I think I had fun. Yeah. It
was enjoyable. Stop being a beta.
Get some data.
Very nice. Excellent. Well, thanks so much, folks.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.